The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your...
Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Chuckle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours of Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, not the fleet to use it!
It's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining, old mirth, amazing, old perk, and whimsical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
We're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for September 7th, 2010. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning, and my lawyer, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, the girl downstairs, and the reason we haven't done all morning, and everything.
Hail and greetings. You need to breathe somewhere.
Or make it shorter. I mean, for goodness sakes.
You just love hearing me breathe.
Yes, heavy too. That's what you sound like at night now.
Eric, I am your stepfather.
Oh, as a friendly As a friendly reminder, if you want to get on, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, which is guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elk Pagenas, videos, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org.
Org.
What does that stand for, anyway?
Org?
Org.
Well, the org extension was originally meant for organizations. So non-commercial.
Are we an organization?
Well, it's the Legion of Kithacore website. We're an organization, so yes. Now, COM is supposed to be strictly for commercial use, but, of course, everyone uses COM because it's the most common. NET is for networks, so, like, if you were, like, logging into work and stuff like that, that's what NET is supposed to be used for.
Not really anymore, is it?
No, it's pretty much, I want this domain name. Well, someone's already taken it in org. I mean, in .com, well, let's do net. They used to actually enforce it pretty strictly when it first started out, but they don't give a shit anymore. So, like, if you went to, of course, the only one they really strictly enforce now is .gov. No one can have .gov except government organizations.
Well, duh. You know.
And, of course, now they have TV.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got TV now.
Mm-hmm. Now they have TV and info and all kinds of things. But anyway, ours is
org.
I was hoping it would stand for orgasm, but that's okay.
No. Well, when it comes to us, maybe, but not originally. You can't go to playboy.org to have your orgasm. Should. Although, you know, that... suppose would fit.
Yeah, it would.
Yes, it would. All right, so let's see here. Notes. I do have some notes, I think.
Let's see here.
Notes for tonight's show. There we go. Birthdays! None that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I didn't see any on my Facebook.
I mean, I had a couple on Facebook, but I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah. Oh, God! Well, are you saying you just got?
Well, it's giving them
friends, and you don't know who they are.
Well, most of them are just fans of the show, but unfortunately, I don't know their character names, and I'm not going to say real names on the show. But yeah, there were like two for this week, but I don't know who they are. So, of course, if you have a birthday that we've missed, and you want us to mention it, by all means, send me a tell, Jethel on the Antonia Bale server, or you can say it in the OGR chat room on the Guck server. That's fine. I'll be more than happy to bring out the birthday trolls.
And that's Guck, G-U-K dot O-G-R.
Yes.
But of course, if they're listening, they should be in the channel, but then they might not be in the channel because they're, I don't know.
They probably have 50 million chat channels going already. It's like, oh, screw it. I'm listening. I don't have to participate. But if you don't get on to the in-game chat channel, you may not be able to get in on prizes and interact with the show. Because we do interact with our audience. That's the benefit of having a live show.
Yeah, the only thing we don't do is run Merc. I mean, the RIC channel.
It's just simply because we're just too damn busy. I'm sure the IRC channel is very interesting and lovely people there, but honestly, just don't have time. I'm concentrating too much on the game to concentrate on two chat channels.
True. Clearing your throat.
I need some ale!
So what have you been up to this week?
I have been decorating like crazy. I scrapped my house and started from scratch.
Get this, guys. Really, if you were listening last week, you know what I told him, which was, let me reiterate, why build above it? You're having problems.
Well, the reason I built above it was I didn't like the skiff. I didn't want people to be able to see it. So the foundation I laid above the skiff completely blocked your view of it. But, hence the problem was you couldn't target anything up there. So some sort of bug, or maybe I was too close to the zone ceiling or something, but...
Or maybe you weren't supposed to build up that high?
If you weren't supposed to build up high, you shouldn't have been able to do it.
Oh, poof.
But I was able to do it, so there. So, I'm on the deck of the skiff, and the building I am putting together will completely enclose my living area, and the theater is basically up. The theater is basically all the way up now. Now I just have to build the house. I wish there was a way I could move the node that you zone in on. I wish I could move that. Then again, I wish we could do that on the guild hall. I've been saying that for a while, because, you know, according to our lore, the castle does not exist on the guild hall.
It's haunted.
A place of infamy and murder.
Hey, sometimes I do like hanging out at the castle up on one of the ramparts or something.
That's fine. Hey, if you want to go right ahead. You go right ahead. And I think we actually have... I think I may actually have, 40 slots left if you want to put yourself a little room in there. That's fine with me.
Sure, maybe I will. Maybe I'll take over one of the grand rooms up there.
Go right ahead. I'm good. I'm not planning on putting anything else in the guild hall, so. If you have something you want... Matter of fact, I'm thinking about taking my little grove area, the rear entrance to Blackborough. I'm thinking about moving my stuff out of there. That'll free up some more space.
You had a nice little hideaway back there.
Yeah, but it's kind of a pain in the ass to get to, and, you know, if I could have done with that, you know, I wanted to do the walkway around the mountain.
Yeah.
If that could have worked without half the stuff disappearing every time I zoned, I would have stuck with it. But I really haven't used it. I'm just gonna remove it, I think. So that'll free up some space.
Cool.
I am being told that our friend Matharius. God, what guild is he in? Ooh, friend. Oh, I think he's on my friend's list. Matharius. All. Knights of Valor. Matharius from the Knights of Valor is turning 29 this Thursday.
Da-da-da-da.
So happy birthday to Matharius. And here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, Matharius, guild leader of the Knights of Valor. I think he's the guild leader of the Knights of Valor. Knights of Valor, Matharius, happy birthday, and he says he's old because he's turning 29. Well, I'm turning 40 this year, or next year, I should say, so I'm older than you.
So there.
I'm even older than both of you.
But you know
That's
what? It really is as old as you feel, and God, I should have died years ago.
Well, I don't feel as old as I'm turning, so we won't talk about that.
No, we won't.
No, that happens next. That happens on the show, too.
Yep.
Can I just run away?
Next Tuesday is your birthday.
Can I just run away?
No.
Can we pretend it didn't happen?
Nope, sorry.
Come on. Oh. Yeah, that's what you say. Somebody in the channel says that's not old. Boof! Boy.
Like I said, though, it's all about how you feel. So if you're feeling all right about it, then all right then. But yeah, if you want to come up, my theater is done. If anyone wants to come up and take a look at it, South Kinos, in between the two manors, right next to the harbor gate, you'll see a little thing there with a sky skiff on it, and who the hell's calling us?
I don't know.
Can somebody pick that up, maybe? I'm doing a show here.
All right, hang on. You talk.
All right, I'll talk. But yeah, if anyone wants to come on up, South Kinos, right in between the two manors, you'll see a little post there with a sky skiff on it. Come up and visit, Jethel. And yeah. Come on up. The theater is done, more or less. The public areas of the theater are done. There are actually a couple of private rooms that I am still working on. Who was that? Anyone important?
I don't know.
They can go to hell then.
Kids got it, so.
Caller ID didn't come up with anything, so I have no idea.
I don't know either.
If it was for me, I'm sure it would have came up saying, you know, John, John or boss or.
Or, yeah, I know.
Or the friggin' security people. What the hell are they now? They were Brinks.
Broadview, then and now they're going to something else.
ADT. That's right, they're going to ADT now. So, as long as it's not one of those, I don't care. Or, of course, you know, my brother getting a hold of me saying my mom's in the hospital or something like that.
Yeah, but dude, call on your cell phone.
Right, they would call my cell phone for that, so.
So you've been working on your skiff, which I think is really amusing that you moved it down. Like I told you last week, you should build a level to it.
It was just for convenience. It was just for convenience. I couldn't click anything.
I know, but I told you to do.
But you notice I have, like, you know, 20-foot high walls and a ceiling.
I know.
So you can't see the freaking skiff.
But all the channel can say that I told you so.
I'll kill you! Sorry, I mistook you for the boy for a minute there. The most common phrase used in this house between Eric and Jethel. I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
Don't make me separate you two.
No, really. I don't mean it.
I know it.
I don't mean it.
It's funny to watch you two go at it.
He's not worth going to jail over. Come on. Anyway.
And here I thought it was because you like the boy.
What's that?
And here I thought it's because you liked the boy.
I do like him. I love Eric. He's a good boy. Gets on my nerves a little bit, but he's a good boy.
Well, let's go check out your skiff. I haven't done anything in game. I come in and mess around a little bit, and then I disappear. I've been finishing up stuff. Mwahaha.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's part of the problem. I mean, you gotta look at it this way. I mean, the last expansion, we burnt through that content pretty quick.
I still haven't finished a lot of it. The current content? Well, the Stonebrunt stuff?
Let's put it this way. I've done everything that I can do alone. There is absolutely nothing left for me to do unless I can get into a raid or a really good group.
Well, I think it's funny. The minute I come in, my face is slammed right into a bunch of books.
Well, that's because I haven't put anything there. But the minute you're there, you're on the teleport pad.
Yep.
So you can go to the main level or you can go to the upper tier. I'm on the main level right now. Oh, shoot. Go ahead and hit the main level. I think you're going to get trapped.
Why? Where? I'm still just down here running around outside the building thingy.
Okay, well, if you hit the teleport pad, you have the option to go to the main level. I got a feeling we're going to have to move something.
Well, do you want me to go to the main level or do you want me to hang out here?
No, I'm good. Go ahead and try the main level, but I think it's good.
Main level.
What I did was...
I got stuck in the stairs.
Nope. No, you're
out. I had
to
jump. Okay, but I had to jump.
All right, let's take the stairs out there. So I thought it would be kind of cool. I know, I'll just move the...
Move the teleport pad to here.
Well, no, see, I thought it would be kind of cool to have the teleport pad under the stairs. That way you go to the stairs to go to the top level. But what I'll do is I will move the teleport pad up a little bit so you land on the stairs.
But you got your theater here, and it's all nicely done. You got the backstage area. You're still working on it, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still working on the backstage. This is the dressing room here. And then the other side has a room just as large. I'm not quite sure what to put here.
I don't know either.
Not sure what to put there. Well, yeah, you go ahead and take the stairs, and you can go up to the upper tier. And I have a little like club scene going on up here.
Yeah, you got tables up here.
And on the other side, there's a little piano bar. But along each side, there is a set of benches where you sit down and watch the performance on the stage.
Where'd you get these benches?
Hollis.
Oh, those are nice. I like the pattern. They have a
scroll
pattern on
them. Those are the benches I used for the staircase and the platform going to the balcony from my old theater.
Now, did you buy these or make them?
Oh, you mean the round ones?
No, the ones I'm standing on.
Yeah, you can buy those at the house. At the housing merchant. Yeah, the housing merchant in Hollis has those.
But this is actually a table that you've shrunk down.
Yeah, that's.
It says feasting table.
Mm-hmm. And the ones over here, around the round tables, those are actual benches.
Benches.
But I just like the look of the feasting tables for watching performance. So.
And then you have your bunch of Fiona Vey statues over there.
Mm-hmm.
I like the stained glass windows.
Yeah, the stained glass window looks good.
This looks nice, and you can still see the stage. Can you still hear people on the stage from up here?
That's why I took the benches out behind, and the over here. Ah! I fell down.
Yeah, you fell down.
But the rear deck back here, you can't hear anything. I made it too big.
Oh.
That's why I don't have a bench here. But you can hear everything from where the benches are on the sides.
So, what are you going to do here?
Well, I plan on opening up once in a while. I mean, not a weekly thing. But opening up as, you know, little performances and stuff like that. This is Jethel's Theater.
So there.
Yeah, you need a play or something or something. Some venue going on here.
Hmm. Oh, I like
but
that.
But this is it?
I like that bow that Wonko just linked to us. Let me,
Argus, the exacting eye. What is it? Wow.
Well, honestly, it's a little extreme for my taste as far as the, it has blades on it.
Ooh, I like it. It drips blood.
It's pretty cool, but those stats are really nice.
Yeah? Where in the heck does that one come from?
Probably the hole. Either the hole or the vigilance, whatever the hell it's called, that skyship that you have to go.
I have not been up there yet, and I would like to go, but yeah, I just have to watch and get myself into it. And
well, you have to watch out for that because you need a you have to complete a series of quests in order to get into the skiff. So if someone says, "Hey, we're doing the vigilance in this instance," and you haven't done the entry ones yet, you can't go.
Oh, well, so you have to complete screws certain. Me over because I haven't done those yet. And
me neither.
Know.
Me neither. I was invited to one of the Inner Sanctum ones, and I couldn't go. Oh, well. But, yeah, I think the theater looks nice, and I'll start working on my my actual housing this week. Actually, those aren't creepy eyes. That would be cams. Let me zoom in on these. Zoom. Yeah, those are cams. They're not eyes. Oh, wait. Maybe they are eyes.
I don't know.
Ooh, they are.
Okay, they are eyes. Forget it. Never mind. Now, what's that?
Oh, wow. I want that sword.
Ooh, so do I. That looks neat.
Where in the hell does that come from?
No idea. Spider, where does that come from? We want to know.
Level 90. I mean, I could actually use that as an upgrade to one of my own. But
oh, that'd be an upgrade for both of mine. Master Yale. Oh, the same guy that drops the that bow.
And where is Master Yale?
I think they said the hole. Or Underfoot. The Underfoot instance.
Ah.
Lyra is working on a quest that she's had since 2006. Wow. that's a long time to have a quest. Do I have any of that old? I think I do, actually. Let's see. Probably. I mean, most of these damn lore and legend ones I've had for God knows how long.
I finished all my lore and legends.
2009, 2009.
There's a few heritage quests I still need to finish up. But,
there's a 2008, 2007. There we go. We're getting there now.
I mean, the oldest one I've got is for Split Paw.
I never finished
out Split Paw.
I deleted all of those. I figured we're probably never going back to it, so screw it.
I'm about ready to. But I just hate, because that was a lot of work to get to that part.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much of it I'd have to repeat to get back to that point. If I deleted it.
Yep, same situation I'm in, really. I mean, remember when we brought that group down there?
I know.
I had to start from scratch, and I couldn't join you guys for the filming. forget it.
You didn't even do any of the Split Paw then, I guess.
We got up to the point where we had to start doing quests for the Gnolls. Remember that? We had to gain faction with the Gnolls in order to continue. And at that point, we pretty much said, screw it. That's where I deleted it.
Well, I did all the ones I could do solo, and then I did some groups. Did all the group ones. And I was to the point where you have to take a raid in, and the raid splits in two. And you go... Each part of the group has to do these different puzzles in order to open up the other side for the other group. So group A has to do puzzles to open up the side for group B, and group B has to do all the puzzles to open up the passage for group A.
Gotcha.
And there's like, I think there's three of those you have to do. And then you get to the boss.
I see. I think it's time to play. Where will Jethro end up next when he jumps off the skiff?
Are you jumping off the skiff? That's what you need. You need a walking the plank up here.
That would be nice.
But I'll jump off just to see where I'm going.
Are you still in here?
No, I just jumped off.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go see where I land.
All right, see where you land, and then I'll jump and see where
I land. It says I'm going to Antonica.
All right, let me jump then, and we'll see if I end up in the same place. Jumping, and I'm going to hit stealth just in case.
It's not going to help you if you end up at Skyfire.
True. Where do I end up? Antonica. All right. Same place.
Strange. Very strange.
Very, very interesting. There we go. Know what I'm using? I've actually started using, let me see which version this is. I started using Shadows. I'm using the GPU Shadows, the ones that you can change the quality on.
Yeah.
And it's going pretty good, actually. Everything looks really nice. And I don't seem to be slowing down at all. So, you know, they said not too long ago, I think it was at the fanfare, they had mentioned that they had tried to fix them. But yeah, the GPU Shadows seem to be very, I played around with it a bit to mess around with the quality and the darkness and stuff, but I'm liking it. Doesn't seem to be lagging me down at all, like the other ones do.
That's good.
And they said at Fanfare that they had fooled around with the 3.0 shaders. I tried it, and I still don't like it. I mean, nothing against the dev team and stuff. I just know it's just not working. It's still making stuff look really weird. Clorny says it has squiggly lines. I wonder why.
What has squiggly lines?
Shader, yes. But yeah, I mean, the... You know, you have a thing there for the GPU shadows. Do you want distance or do you want quality? What do I have mine at here? I have mine at pretty much in the middle. Pretty much in the middle. And I have mine at 3x, and I have it at about 3/4 light. So, of course, not too dark. And I think it looks pretty good. I like it.
I have not tried that.
You know what I noticed since the last update, though?
What?
Have you noticed that when you're zoning or camping or whatever, you know how the screen fades out? Have you noticed how it's gotten choppy?
A little bit.
For me, it's gotten a bit choppy. I don't know.
Is it because of the shader you're using, maybe?
I don't think so. I mean, Angela Coria just told me that, yes, it's getting pretty choppy. Lyra's saying it's getting choppy, too. So, I don't think it's because of the shaders. So, something they did is messing with the fade. But, I mean, it's minor. I mean, as long as you're not locking up, who cares? I mean, you're just zoning. So, what else? How are you liking the new animations? Have you had a chance to screw around with those?
What new animations?
I mean, not animations, but particle effects.
I don't mind them. I think it's a little weird that I turn different colors every time I shoot an arrow, but I don't know.
I like the new arrow. I like the new arrow effects. You know,
I mean, the stream of arrows is cool.
Yeah, it looks like you have a freaking Gatling gun. That's cool. The only thing I don't like is the only thing I'm not real good with is the stealth. It makes you duck.
We've always ducked on a stealth. What you mean is when we're escaping.
No. We never ducked when we were on stealth.
Yes, we
did. No. I mean, as part of the, it's as part of the effect. It makes you duck. I'm not talking about crouching down. I mean, you're going, whoa! You're trying to hide. When you did stealth before, it's like you shoved your, you drove your sword into the ground and you went blah, 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 and faded out. Now, you hit it.
We duck down and just fade out.
And you duck down and fade out. There's a bit of a cloud there. I don't know. I'm not real thrilled with that. But yeah, you're right. The escape has us doing the same thing. We duck down and start looking around like, is anyone seeing me? I'm out of here.
I don't mind it. I haven't really played around with it enough. I mean, after this next week, I should have more time.
Yep, almost all done with the tutor stuff.
Yep, lesson 13 is this week.
So let's see if I do.
This is the last lesson. It should be the friggin' last lesson. I hope.
Yay, last lesson.
It is for me. I mean, there's nothing else more I can do.
But we can have sanity once again. But is there really any sanity in this house?
No.
Not really.
Ooh, apparently they messed up effect. The monk stuff, too.
Did they?
Just noticing something here. Let me turn off my shares.
Aha! The GPU shadows have a little bit of a weird effect on trees of the distance.
See, I don't have any of that on. I just don't.
She just doesn't. She doesn't care about it. I thought you had your shadows.
Now, the Spirit of the Wolf is different.
Yeah, it doesn't show the... No, we don't have Spirit of the Wolf.
Well, I mean, whatever we've got. Pathfinding. Let me get off the horse. Sort of flicker and do this sort of bullseye thing on the ground underneath us.
Yeah.
Before, we had a wolf that showed up.
Well, I'm not sure about Spirit of the Wolf itself. The druid spell. I'm not sure about that. But yeah, I mean, ours wasn't Spirit of the Wolf, so why have it, I guess. But yeah, now we're a strobe light thing. It's time to party with the Rangers. And I miss you.
Let me kill my my normal buffs and see what happens.
The normal buffs.
Yeah. And there's that one, and I need to kill that one, and I need to kill that one. I'll even kill that one.
Kill it. Do it, woman.
Let's see what Primal Reflexes look like. Whoa, you've seen that one?
Primal Reflexes. Hold on a second. Let me find
it. Man, that's weird.
Honed Reflexes.
It looks like the head of a lion.
No, I'm not seeing that. Are you in a dark area? Maybe you can see it better than me. I'm not seeing that.
Well, it's Primal Reflexes. It's the head of a lion growling.
Oh, wait, do you have a master? Because the effects look different if you have masters.
No.
No? What's yours?
An adept.
Huh, what level? Mine's Primal Reflexes 4.
That's what I've got.
I am not seeing the head of a lion.
On the icon.
Well, yeah, I know the icon. I'm talking about the effect.
No, I'm talking about the icon.
That was always a lion, I thought. Well, yeah, that was always a lion.
Okay, you couldn't find it. I said it's the one that looks like the lion.
Oh,
I'm not talking about the effect, but did you see the effect that it does? You jerk back and...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we still shove our swords into the ground with survival instinct. Wham. Hunter's instinct. What is that one now? Well, that one's kind of interesting. You sort of power up.
Yeah. And you notice between Archer's Fury, which is a range attack buff, and Survival Instincts, which is more of your melee, your stance. Survival Instincts, which has a shield above you, and Archer's Fury has arrows above you.
I like that.
Da, 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 da. I'm increasing my arrow strength. Yay! But yeah, I mean, there's a, I thought...
Whoa, they what? Sure changed to summoning your god pet. They've changed that one quite a bit.
I haven't summoned my...
even shortened it.
Let me see here.
You're kidding, that's part of my lineup.
Well, my god pet doesn't really help me a lot. Where is it anyways? Abilities or combat?
Whoa. Did you try a focus aim?
Focus aim. I haven't been in combat since this. Yeah, that was kind of cool. Where is my...
Horned reflexes do the same thing.
Okay, summoning the Imp of Roe. Mine still looks the same, actually. I'm doing Roe. What's yours? Bristlebane?
Yes.
How about summoning my bear cub? Nope, it just kind of pops up. But how about just Cuddly Companion? Where is Cuddly Companion? It's under Combat Arts, I think. Let's see here. I'm trying to find it. Makes for great show here. Just Cuddly Companion. Nope, there's no effect bringing up Just Cuddly Companion. He just kind of pops up. But just remember, as far as the ranger pets are concerned, Just Cuddly Companion is the one to get. That's because it's named after me.
So you believe?
All the ranger pets were named after people that were big in the ranger community in EQ1. The bear was named after me.
I think it's funny. But apparently they really messed up a few people. Heard the monks ones are all really different.
I have no idea. I don't have a monk. I do have a monk, technically, Doofu, but I don't play him. I basically have my alts for filming purposes or just so no one else takes their name. That's pretty much it. By the way, I have updated the Kithacore.org event calendar. I'm trying to keep up with local taverns and stuff like that. So if you run a tavern or an RP establishment or know of one that perhaps is not on my list, Kithacore.org. What is it? Kithacore.org/calendar. Or you can just go to Kithacore.org and then click the link for calendar. I have an event calendar set up with the RP taverns. If there's one that you know of that's not on my list, that should be on my list, doesn't matter where it is, I don't care what alignment it is. If I'm missing it, by all means, send me an email, demon@kithacore.org, or you can send me an in-game mail or something like that, and I will add it. Tonight, of course, the Incy Wincy Spider is going on right now. Intrigue. 3 Freedom Road in South Freeport is going on right now, I believe. And then Saya's Hammer is going on in about... Oh, I don't know, actually. They go every other week, but I think they're on this week at 8 o'clock. I could be wrong about that. kind of difficult to tell with the every other week ones. My recommendation, join RP...
what is it?
RPLFG, the chat channel on the Antonio Bale server. And you can ask. Just send him a, you know, send a message into the RPLFG and say, hey, anything going on tonight? And they just announced right now that Intrigue is now open. Then I'm not sure if Sia's Ham is going to be on later tonight, but we shall find out.
So what else have you been up to this week?
Not much, really. I mean, I got my CPAP back. Sleeping good. I'm not fighting to go. I'm not fighting to stay awake on the drive home, which is always good.
Which is a good thing.
Yes. And we heard our friend Talaru over on Sunday. Unfortunately, Urson and Santania could not make it. That sucks. We invited them up, but things got in the way. But we had a nice cookout. We had burgers and hot dogs and wine and rum. Well, I had wine. You guys had rum.
Watched movies.
Watched a lot of movies. Phantom of the Paradise. Haven't seen that in a long time.
Which I could shoot you for, because some of the songs keep getting stuck in my head.
I love Phantom of the Paradise. Matter of fact, I'm going to line up some of those songs for the music break. Roll on thunder, shine on lightning, the days are long, nights are frightening. Nothing matters anyway, that's the hell of it. Right, that sound right? And what else did we watch? We watched Sweeney Todd.
The original Sweeney Todd, not the one with...
not Johnny Depp.
No.
There we go, Phantom of the Paradise. Line some of those up for the music break. Some of the good ones, not the corny ones. Let's see what we can do. That one, that one, that one, that one.
Picking music.
That one. That was too slow for you. You do that one. Here we go.
You know, I didn't buy it, so I might as well, because I said I was going to.
What's that?
The red outfit.
Well, you mentioned it before it came out, so it's your fault that it's there now, as far as I'm concerned.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and buy it.
I mean, I have no idea what it looks like on a female, because, I don't have any female characters.
You still up in the skiff? Because I'll,
I can head up there. Easy enough.
Oops. What the hell?
Me?
Oh.
What'd you do?
Hit the spinner and it moved stuff around where I didn't want to. So let's just unpack it. Wow.
Hmm?
What's the boy talking about?
Let's see, there's rose.
Yeah, you get three shades.
And there's red and ruby.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to get dark, medium, and light, pretty much.
Yeah, I'm rearranging the outfit in my bag so I can... Rose. There's boots, pants, and shirt. You also get sleeves of impeccable beauty, which is the invisible sleeves, invisible gloves, and invisible bracers.
You know what I'd like to see is actually just the opposite. I'd like to be able to have a bare chest but have sleeves. You know, you've seen the 3D art I've done of Jethel. He has the sleeves, he has the loincloth type of thing. but bare chest.
I don't understand why they're throwing the sleeves in, because there's no sleeves on these things anyway.
Right, but these are appearance slot items. If you have something in your... Right, if you're wearing sleeves, yeah, so...
You know, they actually, you know, bless you guys at Sony, you guys actually heard me. This does have black accents.
Yay!
I mean, the, let's try the really red one. Oh, you guys blew it. The really red one does not have black accents. Just the red one. Which... I guess is okay. Let's try the red ones on that. I could live with that. I'm using the red shirt, the ruby trousers, and the red boots. Because the red boots have black, and the shirt has black piping on it. Mm-hmm. When you get to the ruby, what they use for the piping is a lighter color red, which is okay too.
Right.
Now, if they had made the belt black on the red one, I think I would have been really happy. But, just in case Novrin did these.
I know, we love Novrin. He's a great artist.
So, I like the red ones better on the pants. Pink one, no thank you.
Too late
pink
for you, huh?
It's like, oh my god, that's pink. I don't do pink. I don't even do pink in real life. Mm.
Oh, did you see what Charla just said?
Because all I see is myself here.
In DC Universe Online, they're going to have a drop-down menu. So you can turn on and off items. So you're wearing something, but let's not show it. You know, that's pretty cool.
Now I gotta get used to these stupid commands. Alright, we're going to try... Hack. Yes. Got to attune the clothes. You know, I wonder if those. No. Oh well. Still look for boots for my other set. I'm gonna leave my gloves on.
You do that.
Okay. Now, I really think
they really need to put more appearance slot weapons in there. Right now they have wands, a fish, and a broom. Now, I've been recommending to them for months now. I want to see, you know, bows and swords. That would look nice. I would still like to be able to use a like a two-handed sword in my appearance slot. Now, Jethel in EQ1, I've said this before, Jethel in EQ1 had a polearm. You know, had a halberd.
Well...
I would love to be able to use a halberd again.
Isn't that part of the changes coming, allowing rangers to use two-handed weapons?
I don't believe so. I haven't read that. I could be wrong.
I remember that being one of the things.
Would be nice. I mean, considering that we're using our bow as our primary weapon anyway, if you want to use a two-hander, then why not?
I'm writing. I'll be over to the skiff in a second.
All right. Blofeld said, as of the last update, they supposedly made it so you can use two-handed in appearance, but it's still class-related. If you can't use it, you can't equip it. Even in the appearance slot. So, you know, I mean, as soon as I heard that, I checked it out. So yeah, it's still class restricted.
So where are you in here?
I'm in the theater.
Now you haven't made your private space yet, have you?
No, I haven't made any living spaces yet. That doesn't look too bad.
I mean, that's the red shirt.
Uh-huh. Has a nice pattern.
The ruby pants, and then the red boots. Okay, let me, no, I don't want to sit down. I'm still not used to,
That's not too bad.
Now, if I put on... Oh, wait a minute. No, I forgot. That is all red.
Right.
Okay, these are the ruby trousers.
I like the ruby better.
But look, I like... This is the ruby top.
If they had...
And the ruby pants.
Now, I don't like the light... what did you call it? The border around it?
It's a light red. Oh, God, I hope not. Angela Corr is asking, does the red Star Trek rule... Or does the Star Trek rule apply to red shirts? Oh, man.
No, I don't like the light red tubing around it. If it was black, I think it would look a lot better.
But I do like the black, the ruby pants.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll wear the red top. I don't know if I like the boots.
So here is the ash. So this is part of the...
To black. There.
So what I'm wearing now is the ash or the light gray.
Yeah. See, now you got more stuff on yours.
So there is a light gray, there's a dark gray, and black.
I like the black better on you.
Of course, I'm still using the same old sleeves that I always use.
So the red outfit has black piping around the where the sleeves would be, around the neck, down the center, and then you know the midriff line, and the red boots are black boots really, with red socks, and the ruby pants are a darker red, and the belt instead of brown like on the red is sort of a lighter red.
Yeah.
But see, I wanted to get something that'll match more of the cloak. Which is our veteran cloak.
Right.
I don't
wear cloaks, so I'm not worried about it.
I don't even know if you see mine.
Yeah, I can see yours.
Well, you can see the red in it. Mm-hmm. You know, the ruby...
It's a ruby red, yeah.
The ruby on the pants does match the cloak.
Right. I would just wish there was more... Just wish there was more black in it, though.
Yeah. Me, I mean, but, you know, that's just me.
Mm. Okay, well, I think we're going to go ahead and take a music break.
That sounds good.
And when we come back, we have, I don't know, would you call it a quiz or just a trivia question?
The game.
We have tonight's game. So if you'd like to participate in tonight's trivia game, go ahead and send a tell to El Quinjena. Tonight's trivia is going to be about NPCs.
What you need to do is send me a tell with a number between 1 and 100 during the music breaks. And
then when we come back, I'll do a random 100, and whoever's closest to it will be participating in the contest tonight, in the game. Is that right?
Yep. I have a box specially set up for that.
Woohoo! All right, so we'll be back in about 15 minutes. Go ahead and send a tell to Eloquent Jenny if you'd like to participate in tonight's game. The subject is NPCs.
Online Gaming Radio.
Well, it's better than a fork in the eye.
All right, folks, this is your last chance to send a tell to Eloquent Jenna on the Antonia Bell server to participate in tonight's game. Eloquent Jenna on the Antonia Bell server, send her a tell with a number, and I will be doing a random and see who gets the closest number to me, and they will be participating in tonight's game. For fat loot, I might add. Fat loot. Loot. You want loot, I know you do. And what are we playing for tonight? I have no idea, because I completely forgot to grab something out of the box. I tell you what, we'll do it for another one of those keys. The pewter keys with the EverQuest logo on them. The key to the game. Talaru won last week, and she has already received her key and her key ring. And I was nice enough to even throw in a t-shirt. A SOE podcast t-shirt with Hubert the Hamster on the back. So here's your last chance. I'm going to give you guys... pardon me. Say another 30 seconds. How many people you got lined up so far?
Four.
Four. Well, that's better than before we went on break. So, yeah, I think we'll do another key to EverQuest. This, of course, the pewter key. I'm not talking about a serial number. It's a pewter key. It kind of looks like a skeleton key. And then we have a key ring that says SOE Gamer. And if you're particularly good, I might even throw in a T-shirt. We'll find out. Okay, time's up. You got four people there, right?
Yep.
Alrighty, so let me go ahead and do a random. 100, right?
Yep.
Random 100. And I'm sending you a tell.
Say it in channel.
Okay, it's number 33.
Ched's the closest with 57.
Chedrella, alright. Chedrella.
Wait a minute, take it back. Oh. So, Lyra, 55, sorry.
Lyra at 55, okay. Uh-huh. Sorry about that, Ched. Let me get my note out here. Okay, tonight's... of course, if Lyra doesn't get it, then we'll go to Chet.
Right.
It's NPCs, yes. NPC question of the night. Name the three epic guards of Freeport. The big guys, the ones that'll kick your ass and take names and...
They're all in what, North Freeport?
No, one's in North, one's in West, and one's in South, I think. Something like that. There's like one in each major zone. But name, you don't have to give me the last name, but give me the three major guards of Freeport. And I'm going to give you a minute. Dun, 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 dun. Actually, I'm not going to do da 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 da. I have the Red Green song here. Okay. So this is for Lyra. Lyra, come on. I'm going to give you a minute here. Got about 35 seconds left. Do-do-do. The main guards of Freeport. 20 seconds. The main guards of Freeport. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm afraid the... Wait. Oh, came in under the wire. Let's see if she got it here. Octavian, correct. Well, you got one of them right. You got one right there. Octavia is correct, but missed on the other two. I think that might be worth a key ring. What do you think?
Okay. I think what you should have said, you were looking for the Lutonic Knights.
Right, I was looking for the Lucanic Knights. The Lucanic Knights are the ones that are level 95 in Epic. Okay, Lyra, I guess one more. Yes, Marcus is one of the other ones. Okay, well, we'll give her the key. We'll give Lyra the key.
Okay.
So, Lyra, send me an in-game mail with your actual mailing address, and I'll mail off that the key to EverQuest to you. And we'll get that out to you probably tomorrow. Yep, and Spurious was the last one. Very good. I mean, there are epic guards in Freeport that are like level 50. I wanted the 95s. I'm sorry. I probably should have been more clear about that. All right, so congratulations, Lyra.
They're nasty.
Those are the nasty ones that'll infect your soul, curve your spine, and keep the country from winning the war. Oh, sorry, that's the seven words you can't say on television.
Yes.
All righty, so, what was I about to do? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I was about to do something.
You're always about to do something.
That's what I do. Then I move on. So have you noticed since I've been using the thing, the CPAP, that my voice has gotten lower again?
Yes.
Sure, that I want to go. Oh yeah, okay. Leave the hall. Here we go. Yeah, it's because, you know, it just stretches out my vocal cords and stuff.
And now I can do deep bass. Oh, yeah.
Tip.
Giddy a boom bop a now.
It drives the women crazy. It does. The women, they love it.
Tip.
Don't you?
I'm going shopping.
Don't you love it, baby? You love manly boys.
I'm off to go buy a couple masters.
Ah.
I gotta get with Trish, Trista?
Trista.
And have her make me some adepts so I can start putting in for masters on some of the
Well, now that the tutor stuff is over, you're going to have a lot of free time on your hands. So
I still have one more to edit, which is what I was doing tonight. Which I'll probably do a little bit more before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like to get the last one out of the way. You know that this will put me up to 25 videos I've done.
Wow. You mean total?
Yeah.
Total or just
total,
for him?
Total.
Oh, okay.
Between all the parody ones and this, you know, that's 25 videos. I never thought I'd have that many.
You know, to me, that's quite a few.
You are a mogul.
No, it's just insane.
You crazy person. Dialed wrong with you.
Oh, there we go. I'm trying to get my ass over to South Freeport, and I always forget how to get there.
South Freeport. I was told I should actually check out Hollis, that they changed it somehow.
That's another thing I need to do. I need to create an alt for Hollis.
Hollis.
And the reason I want to do that is because of all the newbie books. There's a newbie book.
Ah, that's right.
And I must have the newbie book.
The newbie book.
Wait a minute, that's East Freeport. I don't want to go to East Freeport. I want to
Who does? I mean, seriously. What is that going on in the background?
Oh, Urson can make them. Okay.
I'll
get the list to you.
Okay. Yeah, he made...
But I want the powders back, because I use those for poisons.
Poison.
Yes. The poison.
Yes, it's important.
Now, I was told that they changed... I was sent a email or a tell or something like that that somehow they changed Hollis. I'm not seeing anything, though. Not in the residential area, anyway.
What were they supposed to have changed in Hollis?
I don't know. I received word, I can't even remember who sent it. I think Angela Coria did. I'm not sure. That they had changed something in Hollis. Not seeing anything.
Well, you can always wait till she responds. So you gonna play one of my old interviews?
I did.
You did already?
Yeah, I played it before we came on.
What?
Now, I'm not seeing anything new here.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just insane. But there is a Frogluck citizen in the moat. The water surrounding Illyrissi's memorial.
Yeah?
There's a Frogluck in the water. Get out of that water. Disrespectful.
I say, sir, I'm just bathing.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
I don't know. I don't see anything different. Maybe they're insane.
They're crazy, I tell you. They're crazy.
It pays to go after items instead of buying them on the broker. A lot cheaper.
So, anyway.
And so it was. What the hell are these guys doing?
Well, I think I have enough diamonds now to... Well, if I get these, and I know I will... have enough diamonds to get adept spells.
Diamonds! Diamonds are a girl's best friend. So they say. I always thought it was chocolate myself. Someone in front of me here from a guild, the Tales of Norath. I think it'd be really fun if you had like a guild of Vertongos and called them the Tales of Norath. And have it, you know, T-A-I-L.
Huh.
The Tales of Norath.
And have it like a Vertonga and Kara.
Well, yeah, apparently.
Yeah, true. Treadarella says it had to include Karen, Ixars, and Sarnax, too. You know what I don't get? There's a guild on the Antonia Vale server named Vermin. And they actually got in trouble for for somehow for excluding races. They want it to be a Ratonga-only guild. But you know, there's actually an Ixar-only guild now. I don't know.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I think Vermin should be a Ratonga-only guild. I mean, it would fit. Don't you think?
I know. I think it does.
No, the Ixar-only guild is... the Empire of something. I have them linked on kithacore.org as one of our enemies. A lot of good that does. Kind of wish they'd bring Guild Wars back into the game. The Shadow of Fear is an Ixar-only guild. Anyway. What else is there to talk about tonight?
I don't know, hon. I'm sorry.
Now, there is a milestone coming up for EverQuest 1 that I'm sure not many people know about. We're going to try to touch more of it next week, on next week's show. But Fippy Darkpaw, I have done my calculations, and based on how long the game's been operating and his average spawn time, it's my calculation that Fippy Darkpaw will make 400,000 deaths for a single named NPC, making him the most killed single named NPC in MMO history. 400,000 times this week. Well, we're going to touch more on that next week.
When did you think he's supposed to go?
Well, by my calculations for tonight, it would have been 399,700 something or other. So by this time next week, he would have surpassed 400,000. But I'm actually going to try to contact someone in Sony and see if they actually keep track of NPC deaths, and maybe they can confirm that. Because, you know, my count doesn't include, like, server downtimes, or if a player has killed him before he dies from the guards. So, you know, we'll see. I'll contact Sony and see if they actually keep track of that kind of thing. The Fippy Darkpaw. I think that'd be interesting.
I think so. Poor Fippy.
Poor little Fippy. That little nose brain is really a mess.
We don't have an NPC that has a death wish in EverQuest 2, do we?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of. I mean, we have NPCs that battle each other once in a while. Like in Freeport. But I don't think any one NPC just spawns and makes a mad dash for the guards. I mean, that, you know, a suicide run. Not that I'm aware of. But I'll check on that.
I know at the one point in time there was a lot of deaths due to Holly Windstalker.
What's that?
I said I know at one point in time there was a lot of deaths due to Holly Windstalker.
Yeah, but that's not a suicide run. I mean, Fippy's entire point is to spawn at the back of the zone and run for North Kinos and get killed by the guards. I mean, he gets inside the walls and he really doesn't know what to do. You know, if someone has, like, lured the guards away. I have followed him in, and really just doesn't know what the heck to do with himself if he actually gets inside.
No, he kind of stops at a certain point.
He stops and he starts running back and forth. That's the end of his pathing. Anyway, I don't know. We may call it short here.
I know. I'm trying to get my ass over to Baker's Court, and then I have a person asking me to make him some leather.
Ooh.
I don't ever mind making outfits for anybody, really.
Gonna clown someone in leather.
If they've got the rares, great. You know, if it's lower level and I have the rares, no big deal. You know? And I don't care. I better cammy up before I go up into Beggar's Court, just in case.
In Beggar's Court? Nah, there's nothing there that's going to hurt you. There's nothing in the outlining.
Stuart.
There's nothing in the outlining suburbs that are going to hurt you. It's if you actually go into Freeport proper.
Better safe than sorry, you know?
I actually found a guard there that saluted me.
They all salute me.
Well, they shouldn't.
Why?
Well, because they want to kill you.
No, they don't.
Sure they do.
No,
they look
don't.
At you and just go, just look at her. Let's kill her.
I'm trying to find the housing in Beggar's Court.
I couldn't tell you. What the hell was that about?
To the Ring of Wanderlust. What the hell?
I have no idea.
Well, it's got to be around here somewhere. Or is it the same place where the bank is?
Well, check your...
I am looking at the map right now, and I'm running my little cursor over things going, well, there's a mailbox.
Oh, they're telling us that it's a crafting instance. The Ring of Wanderlust is a crafting instance.
Yeah, well, where's the friggin' house?
Uh-oh.
Oh, there it is. Okay, never mind. I found the inn. Boy, am I lagging.
I didn't do it.
Well, let's see if he has it.
Okay, well, I think we've officially run out of crap to talk about, so I'm going to go ahead and throw some music on.
Okay.
And finish up our time, though. So, Legion of Kithagor, everyone listening in, love you all to pieces. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I think we're done. Probably help if I lined up some music to end with. Here's our ending stick! Ending stick!
Well, that's it. You wasted another night. Tune in to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesehead Nibblebun.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio, IRC Chat, hosted by Global Gamers. The Jethel Silverwing Show is produced by a sack of walnuts, a package of expired Twinkies, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, some weird guy named Biff who wears a trench coat in a dark alley behind the school down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Make sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.